Hi, friends. This is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying the names and titles of God, and this is the preface. Let's pray. Oh, Lord, we're about to delve into the names and titles and metaphors that describe you, oh God. Open our hearts, open our understanding, stretch our faith, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. The only adequate motivation I know of to undertake a serious study of the names and titles of God is so that we may come to know God better. To know Him more fully is the journey of a lifetime. Studying God's names, titles, metaphors, and descriptors is like carefully examining a diamond, polishing it so we can peer into it, and then looking at it from all sides and through its many facets, enjoying its colors, being delighted by its sparkles, and learning to appreciate it fully. But God is not a beautiful but lifeless diamond. He is the living God. As we learn His names and meditate on them, we can expect to benefit in at least three ways, all of them closely related. One, our prayer life is enriched. For example, as I've studied about God as my shepherd, I find myself calling on God in prayer as my shepherd, trusting Him to supply my needs and to guide me. Two, our worship is enriched. With a limited vocabulary of praise and a limited understanding of God, we are reduced to a kind of hobbled, truncated praise. But as we begin to know more of God's person, we are able to praise Him better. Several passages in the Psalms and Isaiah indicate a joy in naming the titles and metaphors of God before Him. Three, our faith in and understanding of God is increased. As I study how God provides as a shepherd, I am now able to trust Him more fully in this area of my life. Whereas I once had a lot of anxiety about making ends meet, now my trust in God as my shepherd and provider brings me confidence, assurance, and joy that was missing before. Theology is a study of God. One way to study is by propositions. God is omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. Easy to say. But what do they really mean in practice? The ancients learned as God revealed Himself to them in visions and experiences. Abraham learns of the greatness of God by counting the stars and the grains of sand. Moses begins to understand God's holiness as he takes off his shoes and prostrates himself before a burning bush. Learning God's names often comes through stories of the patriarchs and the poetry of the Psalms and prophets. While I fully believe that Jesus is the divine Son of God, I have chosen to exclude most of His names and titles from this study, since I treat those fully in another study, Names and Titles of Jesus. This study focuses on the names and titles of God the Father. However, we carry these themes into their New Testament fulfillment in Jesus the Messiah. I invite you to join me on a journey. A journey that includes increased knowledge, but goes much deeper. A journey to explore the very heart of God Himself. My prayer is that this study will both enrich your life and expand the ways you address and worship the Lord your God. Let's pray together. Father, guide us as we learn about You through Your names and titles and metaphors that we find in Your Word. I pray that You would change our lives, energize our faith, and make us more like You in this process. Help us to know You more fully. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. By the way, this was originally written in 2006, but I conducted a minor revision in July 2026 to reformat and correct typographical errors. God bless you as you study.